We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. And in our calls to worship, we're working our way through 2 John. And this little letter that was written to a lady who had opened her home for a local church to meet in. And in verse 3, he says something that I think that we need to emphasize in our own personal lives as far as a desire for each other, a desire for ourselves that he expressed to her. He says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." You know, the Bible says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And there are three things that he said he desired for this lady and for her children. Number one, grace be with you. You know, grace is such a broad gift of God. It covers so many areas of our lives here upon this earth. And he said, "I want God's grace to be with you." Now, what is grace? Well, that grace is God giving to you what you don't deserve. There were many, many times that I would go and beg my mom for something that was in the cupboard. Mom used to bake a lot of cookies and so forth like that, and she had a jar that she kept the cookies in, and so I'd go in there and I'd sweet talk her, you know. "Mom, you're looking so nice today." I'd drop a hint, come back 5 minutes later. "Mom, boy, the house smelled so good. What were you making last night?" I knew very well what she was making last night. She was making cookies, all right? And then I'd come back, like, "Can I have one of those cookies?" And then usually after I sweet-talked her for a little bit, I'd get the cookie. And I used deception. I wasn't face up, "Mom, may I have a cookie?" No, I was pulling the old human nature type thing. I didn't deserve that cookie. My brother did. That's hard for me to say, okay? He wasn't dishonest. I was. He deserved the cookie, not me. Now, my point is this. Grace is God giving to you what you do not deserve. And then he goes on to say, mercy. Mercy, that's the second chord. What is mercy? That's God withholding from you what you do deserve. That's what mercy is. That's God holding back the things that you honestly deserve. And then that final cord, like a rope wrapped around the other two, grace and mercy. Say that next word, please. Peace. Do you know that today all around the world, this is being pursued with abandoned peace, and they never can find it? Because peace is not found in a plan. Peace is not found in a government. Peace is not found with good intentions. Peace is only found in Jesus Christ. And He is the cord, that peace. He is the one that solidifies this rope in which I can hang on to in this world. A rope made of grace, of mercy, and peace. All gifted from Jesus Christ, my Savior. I want to encourage you this week, as you go throughout each day. You know, every day it seems to be just basically the same as it was yesterday. If you teach, it may be a different series of classes. If you're working in a field where you're, for instance, Bill is an attorney or Jerry is an attorney, there may be different cases and so forth that you have to take up, but it's basically the same thing. There's a lot of regularity to our life of normal things being done every day. Don't ever forget what you need. You need to hang on to the rope of grace, mercy, and peace. Because who's holding on to the other end of that rope? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. May God encourage us this morning to trust in Him.